This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now. Should tens of thousands of our friends and neighbors in Wisconsin lose their health insurance so billionaires like Elon Musk can get a tax cut? Let Senator Johnson know what your values are and how he should vote on this bill. This message is brought to you by the local Wisconsin group, Economic Equity Now.
Sunglasses at night. Girlfriend Carrie was listening. Yes, she was listening. I'm excited about that too. And she's got the song stuck in her head now. So thank you, Seth. She said it sarcastically. I legitimately mean it. thank you, Seth. Now I know just one more thing to get under her skin. It wouldn't be a healthy relationship if you didn't try to bother the heck out of somebody. So 1-1 count to Shanefuss. Swing and a miss. Ball does get away from Steinert. But just by a foot, picks it back up. Throws back to Bird on the mound, and it's 1-2 count. Trying to get out of this inning after giving up another pair of runs. Bird looks in. Stands set at the chest. And delivers home. And that will be foul back into the netting. We still sit 1-2. Board delivers. That's going to be low and outside, and count goes 2-2. Deuces wild again. Two balls, two strikes, two out, two runners on. Two runs in the inning. That's more than deuces wild. That's deuces crazy. As change up high and away, count goes full. Tigers trying to load the bases and turn the order over. Royals trying to get out of the inning. Is fouled up into the netting. And we reload, do it again for the payoff pitch. Yeah, sunglasses at night. That's just one that you always just got to have fun and play. It's delivery from Bird. And that's going to be line foul up the left base side. Another fun one that I like to do is whenever anybody plays the Coolio hit, Gangsta's Paradise, right when they're done, I always like to sneak in and play Amish Paradise. It's one I always like to do. Bartender will stop there and look and say, who played this twice? No, they didn't. I just play the better version after. Nothing wrong with the first one, of course, but nothing wrong with Weird Al either. Sport stands in full count again. Pay a pitch. That bounces. Gets away to the backstop. Runner advances from third. Then the ball goes back into the infield. So there will be a walk. And Rame scores on the wild pitch. Kelman advances to third on the wild pitch. And that turns over the order for Jack Tubbs coming up to the plate. Tubbs 1-for-2 in the game. He has a single and a stolen base. Run scored. Also has a strikeout, and he also has a sacrifice fly. Of course, sacrifice flies do not count as at-bats. But runners on the corners for Tubbs. Three runs now in the inning for the Tigers. Up 7-1, top of the fifth inning. Delivery, runner goes, throw, catcher is cut off by the shortstop, Oswald, looking to try to cut down the runner if he was leaving third on a double steal. He did not go, a stolen base for Shanefuss, and Tubbs up at the count, 1-0. Two down, two on for the Tigers. And this game's on the verge of getting out of hand here. We'll see what happens at the at-bat. Pitch. Called strike. I thought that was a little low, but again, he's closer to it than I am. So my vantage point means nothing. As the count goes 1-1. Delivery home, and that's hit opposite field. That's going to go right to Jeremy Arias, and he makes the catch and throws the ball back in, and there's your third out of the inning. for an F9. That'll be three runs on two hits, one error, and two left on base for the Tigers. Royals, they got a bit of work to do as they trail 7-1, going to the bottom fifth inning where it will be the 8-9-1 batters due up. And the bottom fifth inning, we will have that for you momentarily on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Are you finally ready to buy furniture that will last? Come into Home Furniture and Design and get an additional 10% off the sale price on any Amish furniture today. Start designing your furniture today at Home Furniture and Design, Wisconsin Rapids in Plover.
Paper City Savings' mission? To develop relationships, determine needs, and deliver solutions. And with more than 100 years' experience, why trust anyone else? Paper City Savings, supporting communities through mortgage loans and tailored financial services.
Boy, it's been a long time since I've heard this one. Another good pick there, Seth. Nicely done, buddy. As we are going to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Witter Field, where the Stratford Tigers taking care of business. There's a BTO mention right there. All right. As they lead the Assumption Royals 7-1. Big three runs in the top of the fifth inning as the Royals trying to claw back here in this catfight. Of course, Assumption Royals, Lions, and Tigers. Well, that's self-explanatory. I guess, you know, maybe not, you know, is it White Tigers, Orange Tigers? I assume the Orange, as their colors are black and orange. These are questions that got to be asked, and we'll leave that to James Mailoff in the Rapids Report. Or the news director, Melissa Kay. She's really good at finding this information out. I'll leave it to them. I'll just keep talking sports. Something I really like doing is up 2-0 in the count, Jeremy Arias. As he stands in, pitch, that's going to be called strike. And that was, from my vantage point again, a little inside, but called strike there as count goes 2-1. Opposite field hit, out of play. Count levels 2-2. Check the scoreboard. Nakusa, softball. And they are in the fourth inning. They're up 5-2 over Bloomer. So we'll see if they can keep that magic going and move to the regional semis against Prescott. Be good for them. Swing and a miss, and down goes Arias with the K for out number one. That'll bring up Parker Haynes, who's 0-1 in the game. And it looks like the Tigers are taking care of business over in the softball diamond as they have added on three runs in the top of the seventh inning. They are taking care of business over the Royals, 6-1. Fortunately, it looks like the conference title is going to slip away for the Royals this year. Second year in a row, the Tigers have taken a bite out of it when it matters most, but you can't really say it really matters most now, as it's still not the playoffs. As Haynes is down on the count, 0-2 to Berg. One down, bottom fifth inning. Swing and a miss, so that's another strikeout there for Haynes for out number two. Turns over the order for Chase Lieberg. Lieberg, good day at the plate, 2-for-2 with a single and a double. But bad day on the bases as he got caught stealing third base on a 2-5 put out and then got picked off trying to get a jump off of second. 1-6. Pops us up. Out of play. 0-1 in the count. Two down. Bottom of the fifth inning. Yeah, I had a big conversation the other night with a couple of friends and talking about what were some of the best lines from Norm Peterson. George Went from Cheers. There's so many good ones. How's your day, Norm? No, like just caught me in bed with his wife. That was a good one. As a grounder hit to third baseman, hopped, and he airmails it. And that will allow Lieberg to advance to second, and he's picked off again on an E5, but five, it would be 5-3-6 on the putout for out number three. That's just a rough day on the bases for Lieberg. As the Royals, no runs, no hits, one error, and nobody left. Going to the sixth inning, Royals a bit of trouble today as they trail Stratford 7-1, and it will be the 2-3-4 batters due up, and we'll have that for you in just a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
The Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau is a proud sponsor of high school sports, and they want to keep you informed on everything happening in the area. Check out their website for fun local things to see and do, great places to dine, stay, and more. You can find it all at visitwisrapids.com.
Live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app, 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Got a pitching change here and a little bit more of an alignment change as well. As pulling up my roster here to make sure I get everything right. As a very loud for once comes from some of my friends. As Ron Board will be going over to first. He was pitching. His day is done. As make a couple double check here with the electronic scorebook. Lieberg still at third. And I believe Martin still at second. Oswald, I believe, still over at short. So I think they're moving things around, I believe. I believe they have put JT Schlafer out in left. Cornwell is still in center. Schlafer is in left, of course. Lieberg at third. Oswald short. I think they've put Parker Haynes on the mound. We'll double check that. Yes, number 19 is not on the roster. Right there, that should be a automatic out. You gotta have your numbers on there, my friends. As pitching goes to a 2-1 count. And that is to Riley Spindler. 3-1 count now to Spindler. As Braden Peters goes to catch. And I believe that would be Braxton Steinert going to pitch. And that is exactly the case. It's a wild pitch. On the full count, that allows Spindler to advance to first. As Steiner in for Board pitching. Schlafer goes to left. Parker Haynes out of the game. Actually, they moved Haynes over to right. Arias out of the game. So pitching now is Steinert, catching Peters, has stolen base here for Spindler. Nobody down in the inning, top of the sixth inning, 7-1 lead for Stratford. But Braxton Steinert pitching, Braden Peters catching, infield Ron Board second, Cam Martin second, Chase Liebert third, J.J. Oswald over shortstop, J.T. Schlafer in left, Wiley Cornwell center, and Parker Haynes in right. Gotta love the changes here. Stratford up 7-1 is trying to find the settle into the command is Steinert. Just got to give it some time. It'll be all right. As Pacelli took care of business over our good friends in Port Edwards baseball, 11-1. Man, Pacelli's good. No way around it. Wayne Sankey's always got the boys ready. He's a good coach. Does a good job at Plover Legion. As a hit to right field as a runner comes around third, and he's going to score. RBI single from Brady Berg. It's his third RBI in the game, scoring Riley Spindler. Second run scored of the game for Spindler. And that moves to an 8-1 lead for the Tigers here in the top of the sixth inning. Into run for Berg, number 10 for the Tigers, and that's Colton Haupt. Colton playing the outfield. He's got a designated hitter, so he can run. As on the way, and that's going to be high for ball one. See how Nakusa softball's faring. They're still up 5-3. Ball two up high. Bottom fifth inning up 5-3 over Bloomer. Assumption softball, they were in rough shape. They still are, 6-1. Bottom seventh, bases loaded, two out. As that will be game, the Royals were able to load the bases, but weren't able to get back in it, unfortunately, as they see their dreams of a conference title slip away at the hands of the Tigers. But reload, come back at them next week, as they will have the winner of either Montello or Marquesan. I think that'll go the way of the Royals, but you just never know. That's why you play the game. 2-1 count here to Jaeger Ormond. Swing and a miss. 2-2 count now. Runner on first. One run already in the top of the sixth inning. 8-1 lead, Stratford over Assumption. Can't say enough. Thanks for everybody joining tonight. This pitch outside, way outside. The count goes full. And to keep an eye on Rapids baseball against Menominee. As there's a high fly ball. Ball in center field, and that's picked up by Cornwell. As he was able to put the squeeze on the ball for the first out at an F8. And it'll bring up Drew Gage. Been hit twice. Rough day there as we're in the seventh inning. Hit over in at the quadplex, and Rapids is up over Menominee 4-3. Steinert delivers home. And there's a single hit right up the middle. Out to the infield, and there's a one-out single there for Gage. First hit of the game after being hit by a pitch twice, as there's runners at first and second. Brady Berg on second, that's Colton Haupt on second. As Gage is on first, and the stands in is Jack Remus. Thank you. That ball back into the netting, not quite all the way up here. One count to Ramos. A little slower delivery is Steinert than Board. Pitch low and outside, and the count goes 1-1. Got another text message from a good friend of mine, Jake Surway. He actually worked for the Rafters for a few years in the front office and as an intern. Expecting baby number two. Well, his wife is. I think he had part to do with it. Anyways, yeah, expecting number two. So good for them. Good friend. Friend for a long time. And said, I got the best view of Wisconsin Rapids in the night, and I cannot disagree. Love to see it in the fall when the trees are changing. It's pitch high. Count levels 2-2 with two on. One down. Top of the sixth inning. Of course, you got your Crimson King maples out there, that deep red, and the silver maples are starting to bud out real good. Just about everything's in full foliage. There's a grounder to third. Lieberg to second in time. And the throw to first way off the mark. And rounding first, going to second, is Ramos. And scooting to third. He's in there safe. As there will be a 5-4 from Lieberg to Martin for out number two. But then the E4 to Ramos allows him go third. One run is in Berg. 9-1 is a score. Runner on third, and that brings up Christian Rehm. Runner on third. Score two more runs and don't allow one. Then we can mercy rule the game. Not hoping it happens, of course. Just saying it could. Pitch high for ball one to Rehm. Yeah, it definitely is a beautiful night in Wisconsin Rapids. Friday Eve. Weekend Eve. Eight hours till freedom. And no, it's not that I don't like my job. It's just I've got the same attitude as everybody else. It's called strike right down the middle. Count goes 3-1. Just standing there in the batter's box was Rehm. You see, and throw me a good one. He did that time. 3-1 count, two down, runner on third. And that's blasted up to center field. Guy out under it, as is Steinert. And Steinert catches it for out number three for a loud F8. But Tigers, two runs on two hits, an error, and one left on base. Well, 5.5 in the books, and it's a 9-1 lead for Stratford. Running out of time is the Royals. As in the bottom of the inning, it will be the 2-3-4 batters due up, and we'll have that for you in just a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Rain, rain, go away. I don't want to ride my bike to work today. Ugh.
Are you tired of riding your bike in the weather? Yes, they say if you don't like the weather, wait 5 minutes. But why wait? Go down to 8th Street Auto today. Stop getting sick in the elements and drive away in a new car or SUV. Enjoy heated seats, premium AC, and comfort. Stay dry and drive away with a new ride from 8th Street Auto and Service Center today.
Good throwback, Sir Seth, as we go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Stratford up on top of Assumption, 9-1 at beautiful Witter Field. Historic Witter Field, I believe is the correct terminology that the Rafters like to be calling it. And I understand it. I get it. as it will be the 2-3-4 batters due up. J.J. Oswald, Ron Board, Cam Martin, if anybody gets on, Braxton Steiner. As Brady Berg still on the mound for the Tigers. Berg having a pretty good night, so keep her rolling there, the Tigers think. First pitch, called strike right down the middle. As the Red Raiders appear to have just knocked off Menominee. 4-3 non-conference game, so good job for the Red Raiders. Happy for them to have done that. Good for them. As 0-2 count, pitch upstairs. Count goes one ball, two strikes. Kusa up 5-3, softball action. Bottom of the sixth inning, inching closer to that next round. Good job for the Papermakers. Again, Assumption, softball, and they got dropped 6-1 by Stratford. As there is a off the end of the bat shot, and that falls right in front of a sliding center fielder, Matt Shanefuss, for a leadoff single for Oswald. And that will now bring up Ron Board. Ron Board 0-2 in the game. Couple flyouts to left and center. So he's looking to barrel one up here. Nobody down. Bottom of the sixth inning. We'll see how things go here. Pitch on the way. Called strike. Still standing there is Berg. Berg delivers. Swing and a miss. There's down of the count now for Ron Board, 0-2. Might take a quick peek at the WIAA website. Swing and a miss, and down goes Board via the frontwards facing K for out number one of the inning. Take a look at the softball brackets. Again, Wisconsin Rapids Division I, they got a 4 seed as they will play River Falls on Tuesday. If they win, they'll host another one, and I believe that'd be for a regional title, and probably against Chippewa Falls. That'd be a very good game. That day, that'd be Thursday for the Royals Chippewa Falls game, but we'll worry about Tuesday first, Rapids and River Falls. And then Thursday, hoping to bring you Assumption softball, as they will be, if they win on Tuesday, they will have a regional finals. There's a pop-up shallow right field, and diving catch, then he can't quite hold on to it, was diving opportunity by Jack Ramos, nearly had it, bounced off his glove. You got to give him a hit there for Martin, and that'll bring Steinert up as runners on first and second with one down here in the bottom of the sixth inning. 9-1 lead, Stratford over the Royals, but the Royals no quitting them yet. As I do not believe any updates yet. As Port Edwards and Alma Center Lincoln has not been completed. But if it does before the end of the broadcast, we'll be sure to let you know. Nakusa is on their way. Only a couple more outs remaining there. As trying to tag him out and a pickoff at second. But the ball does not get too far away from the throw. As it tried to pick him off. 1-6 on the back pick there. As Spindler just bounced off the tip of his glove. It would have been safe either way. As he being Oswald in second. They're thinking about it. Delivers home. Pitches low for a 1-1 count. Now they try to pick him off. And they got him! Third base runner cut down. Technically fourth. As He was picked off 2-6. For out number two, that leaves one base runner on first, and that's Cam Martin. Steinert stands in to the plate. 1-1 count, grounder to second. That's Tubbs throwing in time to first to Kelman. And that will be your third out of the inning. No runs on two hits. No errors. One left. That's six in the books, and the Tigers holding on to that 9-1 advantage over the Assumption Royals. In baseball action here at Witterfield, well, we're going to the seventh inning, and we will have that for you in just a moment here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Hey, Wisconsin, it's construction season, and the Wisconsin DOT wants to help you safely navigate work zones in your area. Check 511WI.gov or download the free 511 app to see current road work, closures, detours, and camera views on your route. Wherever your travels take you, know before you go with 511WI.gov. That's 511WI.gov. And remember, know before you go. Always park the phone while driving. Sponsored by the Wisconsin DOT.
Good job on the tunes this afternoon, Seth. Awesome job as always. Not just the tunes, but the production of the game. Just best, one of the best in the business for sure. As we go to the top of the seventh inning, Stratford taking care of business over the Royals, 9-1. And it will be the 8-9-1 batters due up for the Tigers. Vance Kelman, Matt Schoenfuss, and Jack Tubbs. Kelman, 1-for-2, he has a single, has an RBI. He has scored a run, stolen base, and he has reached on a fielder's choice. So 1-0 count from Steinert. Second pitch, and that's lined right into the glove and out of it there of Lieberg, and throws not in time as he just couldn't find it. And he had to range over a long ways. That's a tough play, but he had it. So right when he squeezed the glove, it popped out. Kind of a Charlie Brown-looking play. Rather unfortunate bounce for the young man. We'll await the scoring gods' decision. And we'll get that in a moment. But either way, next up, Matt Schoenfuss. The runner on, nobody out. Tried to pick off, not in time. Back in safely is Kelman. And I stand corrected, as that is Ashenbrenner in for Schoenfuss. And that will go down as a single. I thought it would. As another pickoff attempt, not in time. Pretty good on my thought process here. As there's a hit and run put on, but that's a pop-up. And being played perfectly there by Cam Martin, who runs over. Only one with a real good crack at it. He makes the play. For an F4 for out number one, that keeps Kelman at first, and that'll turn over the order for Jack Tubbs. Pitch way in the dirt, and that will be wild pitch as that allows Kelman up to second base. 9-1 ball game, top of the seventh inning. No mercy rule tonight as the Royals, I think, have a bunch of work to do. And score 9 runs, assuming they don't allow another one. As another wild pitch goes, same spot as the last. And now, just like that, runner on third. Two-oh count, Back-to-back wild pitches from Steinert. That's going to be hit opposite way, but foul on the first base side. First base coach matrixed out of the way a little bit. Older gentleman, still got some moves. Not much new to report in any other scores. Nakusa starting to blow that game open up 7-3 in the bottom of the sixth. Bases loaded for the Papermakers. It's starting to get a little out of control there. 8-3 now. It's 3-1 count. Opposite field hit for Tubbs. Out of play. Runner on third, one down, 3-2-1 on the scoreboard. Full count, three balls, two strikes, one out. Pitch, that's going to be high for ball four. So a walk to Tubbs. Runners on the corners now for Riley Spindler. Steinert laboring a little bit here. 9-3 now, Nakusa over Bloomer. So Nakusa's more than likely going to be moving the next round. Pickoff attempt at first, not in time. A long trip on over to Prescott for the Papermakers. Runner at first goes, and that's going to be a hit and run, and that's perfectly executed as now upstanding in the double. RBI double for Spindler as Tubbs goes to third and scoring is Killman. 10-1 ball game for Stratford here top of the seventh inning. Two on, one down as that brings up Brady Berg. Brady Berg, men outstanding on the mound as well. Pitch hits the outside corner. No balls, one strike. One down in the inning. Swing and a miss. And count goes 0-2. Count goes 1-2 as Berg did not chase. Pop up. That's ranging over is Wiley Cornwell, and it bounced off the glove. He had to range way over, and one run is in. Another throw way off the mark as now they try to backpick at second, and they cannot do it. So that'll be a two runs in now. As standing at second now is Berg. That's a tough play as long ways over was Cornwell playing and he had in his glove popped out. That's tough luck right there. As two more runs come in, now it's a 12-1 ball game. Just got a message from a good buddy of mine down in Port Edwards. And Port, and they're struggling now. They're down 15-6 in the fourth. Hopefully they can get some runs here, right the ship. Don't want to see any of these teams' seasons end yet. Just seems like we just started spring sports. 0-1 count to Ormond. And he hits one foul, so count goes 0-2. Runner on second, pitch outside. They do not advance. Ball gets away from Peters. Not far, though. So we're just a little bit out of luck. Come out short tonight, I do believe. This ball gets through the wickets of Peters, and he's going to throw to third, but not in time. As wild pitch allows Hopped up to third base. Steinert stands in, runner on third, one down, 2-2 count to Ormond. That is Ormond. He had a courtesy runner earlier in the contest. It's 2-2 count, one down, runner on third. Pitch on the way from Steinert. Steinert delivers, and that's going to be grounded. Caught there by Lieberg. Lieberg first in time to run board. Good throw. Cross the diamond. Out number two on the 5-3 putout. And that's two down. Run does score, however. And that will clear the bases. And it's now up to Drew Gage. Pitch gets away out of the glove of Peters. It's all right. Looking up some more scores, see if I got anything else for you. Trying. As there is a pitch belted center, turns Cornwell around, does a 360, makes the catch for out number three. Heck of a job out in center there. He got turned around every which way. But four runs. And two hits. No errors by my count. Nobody left on base. Well, Assumption Royals, last call. Trailing 13-1, bottom of the seventh inning. Doesn't look promising, but, you know, I've seen some weird things happen over the years. You just never know. And that's why we play the game. So, either way, last call for the Assumption Orioles coming up. Bottom of the seventh. Going to be here in just a moment here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
Wherever you are in Wisconsin, there's a free and confidential Aging and Disability Resource Center, ADRC, or Tribal Partner Agency. We're here for older adults, adults with disabilities, and your families. ADRCs are a bridge to support for benefits and financial assistance, transportation, in-home care, and more. Get to know your local ADRC and connect with resources today. Call toll-free 1-844-WIS-ADRC or go to findmyadrc.org. Paid for by the Wisconsin Department of Health Services.
Six, seven, eight batters due up for the Royals as they are trying to get back into this one. Looking a little rough now. Bottom seventh inning, 13-1. As leading things off will be Braden Peters and Wiley Cornwell. And then will be scheduled Jeremy Arias. We'll see if he does take an at bat. We will see as he was lifted in the defensive alignment, but we'll see how she goes. Top of the seventh inning, 11-3. Nakusa leading Bloomer. So it looks like Nakusa, they're going to the next round. All right for the Papermakers. Good for them. They've had a nice little season, and they have assured themselves of finishing over 500. That's a heck of an accomplishment in its own right. It's tough to do. Winning ball games at any level is tough. It's 2-0 count. New pitcher in. It's Colton Hopped. He'll be closing out the game for the Tigers. And he goes 2-1 now to Peters. And there is a liner right to center field, which is Matt Schoenfuss. And that is out number one on the L8. Out number one, and that'll bring up Wiley Cornwell. Cornwell Cornwell coming up to the plate, 0-for-2 in the game, two strikeouts. First pitch, called strike. Swing and a miss for Cornwell. That's number two. O-2, one down to Cornwell. With hopped. Ready to deliver. And he does. Swing and a miss. That's strikeout number three for Cornwell. Out number two in the inning. And now it comes up. Number 17. As let me see if they got that name in the electronic roster. As we will see in a moment. Sauter. Sauter, he's up at the count, 2-0. Another pitch. That's going to be strike, swing, strike for Sauter. Last out for the Royals. 2-1 count. Pitch, and that hits him. And that'll bring up JT Schlaefer. Batting in place of Parker Haynes. Schlaefer stands in, runner on first, and Sauter. Pitch, swing and a miss for Schlaefer, oh, down to the count, 0-1. Schlaefer, one heck of a basketball player. I'm sure he'll be making a college decision this summer, sometime during the school year next year. Swing and a miss for Schlaefer, number two. Pretty good golfer in his own right as well. He was a very good cross-country runner. Just gave all that up for basketball, and I get it. And strike three, and there is your ball game. As the Stratford Tigers, they get the 13-1 victory at Winterfield over the Assumption Royals. Seth, give me about a minute, and we will have the unhappy totals here for the Assumption Royals as we look to close out our Thursday night. So keep listening here on 105.5 FM WIRI for the post-game show.
We're hosting a pet drive on 105.5 FM WIRI. Team up with us as we help gather supplies for the Little Charlotte's Animal Rescue. This amazing nonprofit is helping hundreds of animals from being euthanized each year. And you can help out by donating food, treats, bedding, and cleaning supplies. Donations can be made at our studio at 1690 2nd Avenue South or at both Quality Foods locations. Also, our friends at Family Natural Foods and From the Ground Up Coffee House on West Grand in Wisconsin Rapids. Thank you for helping us make a difference.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit insurekidsnow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Well, what started out is looking kind of like could be a barn burner here between the Stratford and Assumption baseball teams. Turned out to be a one-sided affair, as even though after one inning it was 2-1 in favor of Stratford, it's as close as things got as Stratford pulled away for a 13-1 victory here at Winterfield. Only two innings where the Tigers did not score, and that was in the third and fourth, and after the first inning, the Royals were never able to get back on the board as, boy, they had tough luck running the base paths as they had four base runners caught stealing or picked off or caught in relays. That's tough business there. But tomorrow's another day. You get another opportunity tomorrow, and we're practice and see how things go. But either way, looking at things statistically speaking for the Tigers, they were led at the plate by Riley Spindler. He was 3-for-3, scored 2 runs, had 3 RBIs. And also getting 3 hits in the game was Brady Berg, as he was 3-for-5, but he had 5 RBIs in the game. Heck of a night for him. And Jack Remus, he was 3-for-4 in the game with a run scored and an RBI. And Vince Kilman, he was 3-for-4 in the game, scored 2 runs, and had a RBI of his own. As for the game, Spindler had 2 doubles, Berg had 2 doubles, and Ormond had a double of his own. Stolen bases by Spindler, Kilman twice, Tubbs twice, Ramos twice, and Matt Schoenfuss 3 times. Brady Berg, he got the win, 6 innings pitched, 7 hits allowed, 1 run allowed, unearned, of course, 7 strikeouts and no walks, while Colton Haupt pitched 1 inning of relief where he had a pair of strikeouts for the Tigers. For the Royals, they were led in the game by Chase Lieberg. He was 3-for-3 in the game, but each time he was wiped off the base paths. He was caught stealing in the first, catcher to third as he tried to steal third, and then he was picked off a second base, 1-6, and then he was picked off of second on a 5-3-6 putout that he reached on an error and then got picked off going to second base, trying to stretch things out. J.J. Oswald, pair of hits in the game, scored a run for the Royals. No one with an RBI. Chase Lieberg with a double, the lone extra base hit for the Royals. Ron Board, 5 innings pitched. He allowed 10 hits. 7 runs, 4 of which were earned. 2 strikeouts and 3 walks in the game. Braxton Steiner, 2 innings pitched. Six hits allowed. 6 runs, 5 of which were earned. 1 strikeout and 1 walk. And that will be statistically how things go for both teams as the Royals are looking to start their playoff push next week on Tuesday as they host Marion. And then other teams getting into the action will be Port Edwards as they host Sevastopol. And then Nakusa, they're on the road to Bangor. Well, they're the one road team in the first round of the regional quarterfinal round. And then softball action. Nakusa will be in action on Tuesday over at Prescott in a regional semifinal. Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln will be hosting River Falls. We'll have that game for you on Tuesday here on 105.5 FM WIRI. And then the Assumption Royals, they will be playing either Montello or Marquesan in a regional semifinal game on Tuesday. And we'll hopefully have them for you on Thursday, as there's potential they'll have a rematch with Auburndale for the right to earn a regional title, and then potentially meet up with defending state champ, back-to-back defending state champion in Division 5, Pacelli. But we've got some time to go before then, as we will worry about the games we have coming up for sure here in just a moment, as we will, again, on Tuesday, Wisconsin Rapids against River Falls here at the same old time, about 4:20 will be the start. Well, that'll do it for the broadcast today. Big shout out, thank you to all of our sponsors. Without you guys, we couldn't do it. Really do appreciate everybody. And if you'd like to get involved, call on down to the office or stop on by. That's always an option too, you know, down by the roundabout where we are at, as we'll be more than happy to work with you through that. A big thank you to, again, all the sponsors, and of course, Seth Habiger at the studio, doing the magic as always. Outstanding job with the music choice and making the program sound great. I really do appreciate it. And for myself, Mike Comer, appreciate everybody tuning in tonight, and we'll catch you next time for High School Sports here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Econ Electric, Home Furniture, Wisconsin Rapids, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Wisconsin Rapids Area Convention and Visitors Bureau, 8th Street Auto, and Paper City Savings.
WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
An unsuspecting driver at a gas station in Wisconsin.
Welcome, Pump 15. How you doing?
Great.
Were you wearing your seatbelt today?
I never wear my seatbelt.
We're going to get him. We're going to get him real good.
Oh, my goodness.
Hello, sir. How you doing? Dollar driver.
It takes 1 second to strap a seatbelt on.
Well, let's do this. Let's do it together. Now, don't that feel better?
Donald Driver can't always be there to remind you.
Click it or ticket.
And let's reduce fatalities on Wisconsin roadways.
And I should have recognized your voice when you harassed
me. I'm watching you.
Sponsored by Wisconsin DOT.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Imagine home. The smell of coffee, the sound of a lawnmower, the sun's warmth on your face. Free to be yourself, surrounded by love that helps you grow. This is a place to call home. That's an American dream we all deserve. But in 50% of U.S. states, you could legally be denied housing if you are LGBTQ+. Get the facts and hear real stories at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Back to your country favorites and classics now. 105.5 WIRI.
I retired my red lipstick cause you said you didn't like it. I didn't wear my high heel shoes cause I couldn't be taller than you. I didn't wanna lose my friends, but now it's hard to even find a what you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you when it ended. I thought it hurt me, but it didn't. Thought I'd miss you. I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum. I miss me more. I miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. And I turned them up to 10, and then I played them all again. I found my independence, can't believe I ever lost it. What you wanted, ain't it? It's what you wanted. I thought I'd miss you, I thought it hurt me, thought I'd miss you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum. My own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. Yeah, I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. Thought it hurt me, and I'd wanna kiss you. I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more. I miss my own beat to my own snare drum. I miss me more. I miss my own sheets in the bed I made up. I forgot I had dreams, I forgot I had wings, forgot who I was before I ever kissed you. And I thought I'd miss you, but I miss me more.
Live live from Central Wisconsin and on the free Civic Media app. 105.5 WIRI, Nakusa, Wisconsin Rapids, your home for country favorites and classics. This is 105.5 WIRI.
Tail lights, red ants marching into the night. They disappear to the left and right again. Another supper from a sack, a 99-cent heart attack. I got a pounding head.